Erev Shabbos, Parashas Shalach, Tavshin Samach Zayin.
Eile Shemayisra Anashim Asher Shalach Meishel Losuris HaOretz. These are the names of the men that Moshe Rabbeinu sent to spy out the land. The Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Tes Zayin, right at the beginning of the parasha, after the list of the Meraglim, or the Nesiim, who were sent to spy out the land, Torah tells us these are all the names, and Vayikro Moshe LaHishia Benun Yeshua. And the name of Yeshua was changed, because it was Hosea, and it was changed to Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu changed his name. Yehoshua was one of the two of the Meraglim who were not influenced by the other ten, that being Yeshua and Kalev. The two of them were not influenced in the wrong way. The two of them did see Eretz Yisrael as the treasured and prized land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised is indeed a treasured and prized land. And they came back with only good things to say, as opposed to the rest of the Meraglim. The Ramban actually tells us in the end of Parshas Bishalach, it seems from here that when did Moshe Rabbeinu change Yeshua's name? Before they went out to check out Eretz Yisrael, right? If you read in the end of Parshas Bishalach, there's a pasuk over there that reads, "Vayomer Moshe el Yehoshua bechar lanu anoshim v'tzehi lochem ba'amalek." He calls Yeshua and he says, take soldiers, take men, and go fight the war of Amalek. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going up L'Resh HaGiva, I'm going to the mountain, I'm going to daven, and you go fight the war. He says his name is Yeshua already. Interesting. So look at the end of Parshas Bishalach. Yeah? We have a pasuk in Kisisa, Vayishma Yehoshua, as Koil Ha'om. He heard by the Egel. Yehoshua heard. Who's Yeshua? He sees Ramban says his name was changed to Yeshua way before this time. And the reason is given here because, as the Gemara tells us, he added the Yud to his name, that Hashem should save you from the eights of the Meraglim. So the Ramban says it actually was beforehand. The one kasha I have on that is that in the list over here of the Meraglim, it says Yeshia ben Nun. Yeah. So to say, Vayikra Moshe lo Hoshea ben Nun Yeshua, what once was Hoshea ben Nun, he had changed it. And here the Torah is telling us he changed it way back when, but this was the reason why he changed it. But then why give in the list Hoshea ben Nun? Okay, but that's what Ramban says. Ramban says his name was changed before, and that we know.
So that means that even before he agreed to send the Meraglim, he already knew that there was going to be a problem.
That's clear that he knew. Because even here, if he changed it right now.
I understand that, but you're now talking about right before Matan Torah. Right, Amalek was before Matan Torah.
Yeah.
So he already knew.
He said, according to the Ramban, he already knew it back then, by the Melchama of Amalek. Right, yeah. Right. He knew this was going to happen. Yeah, that's what the Ramban says. Rabbat says, "Ki bavur ma'ase shayim Moshe yadash who osed laleches im raglim kor lo Hashem azeh." Yeah.
So we can look at it that just before, but before we entered Israel, officially was still Hoshea. Only when he fulfilled his mission, which is to go to Israel and come back, then became officially Yehoshua, even though he was changed before.
Not
only did he change his name, but the purpose of the name or change name was so he will fulfill his mission in Eretz Israel.
Right.
And he came back, then he became officially Yeshua. So that's when they list him arriving. Was even though his name was changed before, he would have still been Hoshea. He didn't fulfill his mission.
No, but the Ramban is pointing out in the end of Parshas Bishalach.
He's already.
This is right when they came out of Mitzrayim.
Right.
When they went to fight Amalek.
Right. So
and then by the Chet Egel, he was already called Yeshua.
Oh, it says Yeshua.
Yeah, Vayomer Moshe el Yeshua b'char lanu anoshim, right? Yeah. So the Ramban in the end of Parshas Bishalach points this out.
Maybe this is so, as I go to Yossi, for the purposes of this mission alone, we know that his name was Yeshua, but for this purpose, he was reverted back to Hoshea. for something that we don't understand. Maybe you understand it because you've learned it.
You must change back to Hoshea and then again to Yeshua?
Not change, but more so, you know, it could be a Lashon Sagi Nohar. We have, I don't know, maybe
a spiritual level.
Okay, so that'll be the job for Shabbos, figure out when exactly his name was changed and why here it says in the list, Hoshea ben Nun. That's not the focus of this year this morning. But we know why Yeshua was saved from the influence of the Meraglim, and that was because Moshe Rabbeinu, his Rebbe, davened for him, added his name, added a yud to his name, changed his name, Ko Yeshiachem Yatzas Raglaim, Hashem should save you from the Atzas of the Meraglim. Then we read in Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayalu Vayasuras Oretz, they went up, all 12 spies went up, to spy out the land, Mimidbar Tzin Ad Rechev Levei Chamos, and it told us the area that they looked into. Pasuk of Beis Vayalu Banegev, and they went up to the Negev, Vayavoy Ad Chevrein, and then he came to Chevrein. What happened over there? Vayalu Banegev, they went up, it should say, Vayavoyu Ad Chevrein. They came. What's Vayavoy and he came? So Rashi points this out, it's the Gemara in Saita, Lamedal, and Beis. Rashi says, what's Vayavoy? He, Kolev Levadoi Holaksham. Only Kolev went to Chevrein. Why did he go to Chevrein? And why did he sort of slip out of the group?
He went to the Mara Samach
Pelov, and Ishtateach of Kivrei Avos, and he laid himself on the Kivrei Avos and the graves of Avram, Yisrael, and Yaakov, and he davened to them, please save me from these miraculum. He already saw, he sensed that they're already on the bus ride. They're talking about, oh, look at this place, that, and he said, that's it. He sees they're heading in the wrong direction. He says, I myself may be swept up into that. How am I going to, it's just me against the other 10? How am I going to hold my ground? How am I going to know that I have to trust in Hashem that he said this land is good? And meanwhile they start saying, look at this terrible things here, people die over here, and there's giants over here, we'll never be able to overcome them, we'll never be able to win the war. And how did he do that? So he went to the kever of Avraham Yitzchak to daven. So this is Kolev, and this is Yeshua. The question is, though, that we have to understand what's happening over here. Understand, how did Kolev and Yeshua get saved from not being swept in to the slander of the Meraglim, and actually saving their lives, and that they were the only two of that entire generation that were able to withstand the pressure and not go with this terrible Eitzah, and actually go and come into Eretz Yisrael and live in Eretz Yisrael and have future generations from them. The Gemara tells us in Brachis, it's a Gemara in Brachis and other places in Megillah, in Brachis Lamed Gim Lamed Beis. The Gemara tells in Megillah, I think it's Chafayim at Aleph. The Gemara says, Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Meiras Shemayim. Hashem controls everything. He controls all our lives, except for one thing. One thing He gave for us to control, and what is that? Yiras Shemayim. And is it we going to do mitzvahs, or we cannot do averis, or we will do averis and not do mitzvahs? That's within our power. That's what He gave us to do. And so that is our task. Our task is to do the right thing and not do the wrong thing. Rashi explains over there, Kol Abba La'odam Biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that comes upon a person is all from Hashem. Already when he's born, whether it be tall or short, whether he's going to be wealthy or not, whether he's going to be wise or not, how he's going to look, Ha Kol Bidei Shemayim. Avot Tzadik V'Rosha Einai Ba Al Yedei Shemayim. Whether the person is considered a tzaddik or whether the person will be a Rosha, that's not in the hands of Shemayim. Ezu Mosar B'Yodei Shel Adam, this he gave to us. V'Nosan L'Fanu Shtei Drachim. And he gave before each person two paths. V'Hu Yivcha Lo Yerushamayim. And he has to choose the right path. Or as the Rambam tells us in Perikei of Hilchus Tshuva, Rishus L'Chol Adam Nesuna. Every person has the ability, in Rotzalahat is L'Derech Toiva, Should be, a person could choose. He wants the path of being a tzaddik, he can be a tzaddik. He wants to choose to be a rasha, he can be a rasha. So if so, ask the Marsha in several places. So what's Kalev going? You went to Davin by the Kever Ava, you see, you protect me, you save me. This is what the person has to do. This is the whole, this is what was given to man in this world. Everything else that's going to happen to him, how he'll live his life, and how wealthy he'll be, and how wise he'll be, how long he'll live, that's all Be'at Hashem. But what the one thing that is in our power is to choose to do right, to choose to do good. So you want to dive into Hashem, I want to be wealthy, fine. You want to dive into Hashem, I want to be smarter, you can dive into Hashem, that's all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. But the one thing that he gave us is to do the right thing, to be a tzaddik or be a rasha, to go down the path of to be a tzaddik or to be a rasha. That's in our hands. So what is this that Kolev is going to daven to be a tzaddik, not be influenced by the rishon?
The other rabbin didn't make that choice. Yehoshua was given the bracha of Moshe.
Mm-hmm.
That was a choice to be the Eved, to be the assistant to Moshe.
Okay.
So those were their choices. Towards. It's not the immediate choice, perhaps, but rather the choice of knowing in which how you achieve that goal.
Okay. So this is what the Marsha answers. A little bit along these lines, but there's actually a difference between Kalev and Yeshua. A vast difference.
Yeah.
Because Kalev, sure. Let's first explain Kalev. Why Kalev was sort of allowed to daven, and this is not out of the realm of Akobi de Shemaim Chutz Meir Shemaim. So the Marsha, in one place he says this in the Gemara Kedushin Pei Aleph and Bebeis, it says, Rebchia Bar Ashi Avarogil Kol Idan, Davanof Alaabe, Rebchia Bar Ashi, every time he would fall on his face saying Tachanun, he would say an added tefillah. He'd say, Harachamon Yatzilenu Mietzahara. Hashem, save me from the Yetzirah. The Gemara brings another story over there about Plimu. Plimu used to say, Gira Bane to the Satan. He says, I'm going to shoot arrows into the Satan to get him away from me. And the Satan came to him and tried to get him to sin. And he said to the Satan, what are you doing? I'm trying to throw arrows at you. I'm trying to get you away. You're coming to me. So the son says, I don't like the way you're davening. I don't like this. He's saying, throw arrows in my eyes. So he says, so what should I say? Lehechi neima. So how should I daven to you that I should not sin? So he said, you should say, Rachmana nigabe besatan. Ask Hashem to help you push the satan away. So the Marsha says, I don't understand. Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyirishemayim. The one thing Hashem did give us is yirishemayim. To withstand the pressure on the Yetzirah, to not listen to the Yetzirah, and to listen to the Yetzirah type. So what are you asking Hashem to help you? This is the one thing that He gave you. He says, this is what I told you to do. So the Marsha says, even though Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chutz Meir Shemayim, Mikol Makom, Habo L'Taher Misayin Loi. Someone who comes and he wants to purify himself, he wants to do the right thing, so Misayin Loi Min HaShemayim, they will help him. And he says, like the Gemara says earlier in Kedushin, the truth is, we can't even withstand any test given to us by the Yetzirah, unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. Without Hashem helping us, a person cannot withstand any temptation that the Yetzirah puts in front of him. So really, a person has to understand that nothing is within his power. Even to protect himself from the Yetzirah, even this aspect of Yirah Shemayim, to listen to the Yetzirah or not, is not within a person's power. He needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. What really is within the person's power is what? Is to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his help. So really, it's actually what Rabbeinu Yonah says in Pirkei Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah in Perek Dalet Mishnah Bei says, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yis'ale Lo Nosan Biyad HaOdam HaRava HaTov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us the ability to do good or to do bad. That's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help us do good or do bad. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can protect us from the Yetzirah not to do bad. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can assist us in doing good. So what do we have? HaBechira Levad. We have the ability to choose. We could just choose. After that, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. So actually, davening by the Kivrei Avos, what Kalev was doing is he was choosing to want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him. The other Meraglim did not choose for the Hashem to help them. Kalev chose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him. That was his choice. So says the Marashah, what HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mirashamayim is, you have the choice to want to have Yerushamayim. If you daven for Yerushamayim, you're choosing to have Yerushamayim. Then you could hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. And that's all within the realm of B'Dei Shemayim. If you want to understand it on a deeper level, we can consider it as follows. The Gemara in Makis Daf Yoreh Amud Beis says, "Bederech she'adam roitza leilech ba meilichin oisai." In the way that a person wants to choose, the path he wants to choose, as the Rambam says that we quoted earlier, "Rishus l'chol adam nesuna," to go in this path or that path, to be a tzaddik or to be a rasha. The Gemara says, "Bederech she'adam roitza leilech," and the path that the person wants to choose, "ba meilichin oisai," they will take him. Says the Marsha, "Who's they? Whose they will take him?" So the Marsha explains that with the desire to do good, the person creates malachim. Several malachim. And so too, with the desire to do something bad, he also creates several malachim. And those malachim then, the person is maybe not totally cognizant of those malachim. But when he feels he decides to do something good and he goes and does it, you know why it becomes somewhat easier to do? He says, because there are malachim helping him along. And when a person decides to go down the path to do something wrong, you know why sometimes he's running to do it? Because there are malachim that are helping him fly to go do that. Meilichin, he says, is the malachim that are created with his machshava, with his dibur, to go do something wrong. When he davens to Hashem to help him from something, Hashem sends malachim. He creates malachim, and Hashem sends those malachim to help him out. So in actuality, that really the Marsha is saying that to go daven, for Kalev to go daven by the kever of Avram Yisrael Yaakov, and for a person to daven every day, which we do daven every day. Every day at the end of the Birchas HaShachar, we daven that V'choyfes Yisreinu L'Hishtabed Loch, we want a Yetzirah to be subdued to do our Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin, V'al Tish Tashla Banu Yetzirah, that the Yetzirah shouldn't overpower us. That's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the realization that we really are not strong enough to fight the Yetzirah. But if we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will help us fight the Yetzirah. When we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to want that, as the Marsha says, we create malachim to assist us to fight the Yetzirah, to assist us in doing this mitzvah. So that's how we understand Kalev. That's how Kalev was saved. But the question remains with Yeshua. Yeshua didn't daven for himself. Who davened for Yeshua? Moshe Rabbeinu, his Rebbe. Why Moshe davened only for Yeshua, not for Kalev? That's a kasha that is dealt with by many. But how can it be that even if you understand that HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Miyirah Shemayim, everything Hashem does, Yirah Shemayim is within our power, that's our job. However, we understand our job is limited to want to choose to do good or not. So we could daven for that, and then that is really showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to do good. But how could it be that someone else could daven for me? I didn't choose. I didn't even choose to daven. Someone else davened for me that I should be good. Moshe davens for Yeshua that he should be protected. How could that work? So the Masha asked this as well. Masha and Brachis Dav Yudah Amud Aleph, there's a story with Reb Meir, who had certain people in his shkuna, certain people in his neighborhood who were rishoyim and who were doing terrible things to him. And Reb Meir started davening that they should be killed. And his wife Bruya says, "Don't daven they should be killed. Daven they should do tshuva." He says, "Great idea." And he's davening that they should do tshuva. Ask the Marsha, "I don't understand. How could that be? HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Miyirah Shemayim." So he says, "I understand how a person can daven for himself, because b'derech shadim reisel leila meilichin oisai." He says, "However, zeh mevakesh rachma malatze lachzira b'tshuva." Someone who davens for himself that he should do tshuva, that's because areitzel latayim esayin loy. Avol levakesh rachma malchaveiro lachzira b'tshuva, ma yoil bakosh osai. How could it be that my tefillah shtel for somebody else? Everyone has within his hands, Rushus l'chol adam nesuna, says the Rambam, every person himself has that ability to choose to be a tzaddik and be a rasha. How could I daven for that person? This is the Marsha's kasha, and he says, v'yesh l'yashiv. Says there is an answer, you go find the answer. And this is really the kasha, how could Moshe Rabbeinu daven for Yeshua? So there's really two answers to the Marsha's kasha, which are in disagreement with one another. And both are interesting chidushim. One is by the Chazon Ish, and one is by Rav Moshe Zatzal. And actually Rav Moshe, not knowing what the Chazon Ish answered, says, you can't answer like this, as the Chazon Ish says, and he gives a different answer. So the Chazon Ish writes a very big chidush, and he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bechira in the person's hand, Biyat Adam. However, he says, every person could convince or force his friend to do the right thing, to choose to do the right thing, and he says that is still within the realm of Bechira. Why? Because he says Bechira means that it's not Hashem doing it. Hakol bidei Shemayim, Hashem does everything except for Yirah Shemayim. So once it's not Hashem doing it, it's a person doing it, then that's considered bidei Adam. That's considered within Bechira. Even though it's not me doing it. Someone is forcing me to do something good, it's as if I did it, because that's the Bechira. If you look at it, he says, like Kol Yisrael is Ish Echad, we're all one neshama, we're all parts of one neshama, so then it's even more understandable how I could daven for somebody else, and it's not considered, oh, that Hashem is doing. No, it's a Baal Bechira doing it, because I'm davening for him, and he's part of me. He's part of my neshama. So I could daven for him. That's the Chazon Ish's Chiddush, that I could daven for somebody else, or I could convince somebody else to do something good, or I could stop someone from doing something bad, and it's considered within the Bechira, because it has to be the Bechira of a person, as opposed to Bidei Shamayim. Rav Moshe was asked about this Gemara in Brachas that we mentioned, that how could it be that Rabbi Meir could daven that the Rishayim in his town should do tshuva? So says Rav Moshe, even though it says HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyirah Shemayim, he says maybe you'll say Ayidei Tfilas HaAdam, that if someone else davens for another person, Ein Zeh Nikra Bidei Shemayim. Maybe you'll say exactly like the Chazon Ish said, that if someone davens, a person is davening for someone else, that's not considered Bidei Shemayim anymore, that's Bidei Adam, because it's a Ben Adam who's davening. Says Rav Moshe, that's a Deicha Gadol to say V'lei Mistaber Zeh Klal. Because he's really davening to Hashem Yisbarach Sheyaseh Sheyashuva B'tshuva V'zeu Tumu Mi'achedu B'dei Adam. He says what the person is doing really is davening to Hashem to change that person. How could that be? So says Rav Moshe, Avot Tzarech Laimor, you have to say Shatfila Haisa. The tefillah of Rav Meir was Shelo Yehei Lahem Nisyonos. They shouldn't be put through those tests which are making them into Rishayim U'memela Yashuvu. Memela, they'll do tshuva, shalayu chaitim. Why? He says, because what was the reason they were, what is the reason the person was stealing? Because he wasn't having enough parnasa. So daven takarish baruch when they should have enough parnasa, and then on their own, they'll be able to withstand that test. Or daven takarish baruch that they should listen to the divrei musar mi'anashim tzadikim, and they'll do the tshuva on their own. Which is interesting, not very different than really the Chazon Ish's teretz. The difference is, Hashem, what the Ramesh is explaining is, that what a person can daven for another person is, Hashem, give him the opportunities to be able to choose the right thing. At the end of the day, the person himself is choosing it. But what I'm davening is for is I'm saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make it easier for the person. I could daven for everything. I could daven that this sick person should become better. I could daven that this Russia should be able to do tshuva. Give him the opportunities that he should want. Let him meet the right people that will convince him, that will influence him the right way. Keep him away from the people who will influence him in the bad way, in the wrong way. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Yeshua. Why daven for Yeshua? Several reasons are given. Maybe he knew that Yeshua's personality, says the Chofetz Chaim, is not the same as Kalev, and he himself wouldn't go on his own to try to be stopped from the influence of the Raglam. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to daven for that help him in not being influenced. For in the end of the day, Yeshua has to be the one who says, I'm not going to Meraglim. But he set it up in a way that he wouldn't be influenced. Or because he was his own Talmud. And that's how we understand why we could daven for our own children, our own family. We could daven, Hashem, give them the opportunities to be able to choose the right thing. Let them meet with the right people. They should be influenced to go down the right path. That's how Ramesh explains why a person can daven for another person. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu was even daven for the Yeshua, Kol Yesh Yachim Yatzas Meraglim. He was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help him in the way of being influenced only by the Tzadikim and not by the Rishayim. So says the Marsha, two Yesaidus over here. Yesaid number one is that a person really doesn't even have the wherewithal to protect himself from the Yetzer Hara. What he has is the wherewithal to choose to want to do the right thing. That's through tefillah. When a person actually davens for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, he's showing he wants to have Yirah Shamayim. He's showing he wants to go down the right path. That's within his Bechira. A second Chiddush comes out according to the Marsha's question, and here we're saying it based on the Chazon Ish, that every person has the ability to influence his fellow Jew because he's one and the same as him. Or a Moshe saying we can daven for somebody else that he should be given the ability at least to choose the right path. He should be put into the situations which will then help him along in choosing the right way. Or he should be protected from being influenced the wrong way. And that way we understand why we're told by the Chayyadim a person should continuously pray for his children, his grandchildren, his family members, his friends, to always, they should go down the right path. What he's asking for is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance in giving them the opportunities to always choose what's right.